What is it that we're going to do? I want to know your answer. You and I are not in charge. It's not up to us. But what is it we're going to do when the caravan arrives? I'm hearing all kinds of people with all kinds of opinions about the caravan, but at some point they actually get here. How many, I don't know. Exactly when, I don't know. I saw a video of them just breaking through the border between Guatemala and Mexico. I mean, it wasn't like they paused and waited and then, somebody opened up a door and they just came through. And there are a lot of conflicting reports today about who's in that group. And we'll talk about that. But just for starters, when the president says, we're not going to let it happen, it's not going to happen. We're not letting them in. That's what he was saying Monday night at the rally in Houston, right? We're not going to let them in. And I'm sending the military. What is the plan? What do you think the plan is or should be? 210-599-5555, CNBC.com. Trump administration has not settled on a plan for what to do if the migrant caravan arrives at the U.S. border. Story goes on to say, Trump administration has not settled on a plan for what to do, despite threats by President Trump to declare a national emergency or rescind aid for the countries whose people are journeying north. Top immigration officials and Trump advisors still evaluating options in closed-door meetings that have gotten increasingly heated in the past week, including one that turned into a shouting match, according to administration officials and others with knowledge of the issue. Blah, blah, blah. Anonymous, anonymous, anonymous. So the media says they're yelling and screaming about this behind closed doors. They know what to do. I tend to not believe that. But what should they do? Are we able to carrot and stick this with Honduras and Mexico and El Salvador? And by the way, I bet you anything we're going to find out that a majority of illegal caravanners are not from Mexico. I think we've more or less solved the numbers problem with Mexico. This is Central America, this is South America, and this is people coming in from other parts of the world. And, you know, I think it's worth asking, if you don't want to be politically incorrect and you don't want to make any presumptions about different parts of the world, coming from the Middle East, coming from Muslim countries, well, then I'll just ask it this way. Why would you go there to come in here? Mike Pence was at a public event yesterday and said that the migrant caravan is being funded by people in Venezuela. And when asked about the president's assertion that unknown Middle Easterners are in the caravan, which the president said, I think it was yesterday, the vice president responded, it's inconceivable that there are not people of Middle Eastern descent in a crowd of more than 7,000 advancing toward our border. In the last fiscal year, we apprehended more than 10 terrorists or suspected terrorists at our southern border from countries other than Mexico. And yes, everybody is playing politics with this because of the midterm election, but you know what? They'll still be here after the midterm election. And we'll have to live with and deal with whatever and whoever they are. What do you want to do? 210-599-5555. The one of the reporters for Fox interviewed a guy named Nixon Hernandez, who was in the caravan. And he says, criminals are everywhere. Okay, there are criminals in here. I mean, it's not that many. It's mostly good people trying to get through Mexico and get to the United States. Not everybody's a criminal. And I mentioned that a Spanish language television reporter had said, oh, there are absolutely MS-13 people. We can tell. We've seen them. So what do you want to do? 210-599-5555 or email me, jack@ktsa.com. We're going to talk about that. We're talking with Brigitte Gabriel, from Act for America. And, you know, she, you'll hear her in a minute. She's very, she's always very fired up about this stuff. She's always very angry. But it's interesting to me how little anger there is. And I don't mean being angry at poor people or being angry at people coming from poor countries or being angry at people that are coming from oppression. But when you hear that this is organized, funded, intentional, lawless, designed to overwhelm our border, what kind of a country doesn't react to that angrily? What kind of a country does not say, hell no? What kind of a country withers and dithers and wrings its hands and we don't have a plan and we, you know, I what happened to us? How is this a Democrat or Republican thing? You shouldn't be able to tell the difference between Democrats and Republicans when it comes to the sovereignty of our country. I mean, I don't mean to be a wet blanket on a Wednesday, but you have to explain to me how we got to a point where we would disagree about something as basic as an attempted invasion of our borders. I'm old enough to remember, do you remember the Mariel boat lift in 1980? Happened in the Carter administration. People were angry. Now, maybe because Fidel Castro had his fingerprints all over it and we acknowledged that Fidel Castro was an enemy of the United States. Maybe it was clearer for that reason. Or maybe it was clearer because it was almost 40 years ago and we were clearer about these things than we are now. We don't seem to have that clarity in 2018. At least not enough of us. 210-599-5555. So we'll talk to Brigitte Gabriel. We're going to hear from you. What do you want to do about it? On 550 KTSA, FM 1071, and at KTSA.com. In the meantime, we've been talking about what to do about the caravan. The president said in the rally Monday night they're not getting in. But what is the plan? And what about this argument about who's in the caravan? The vice president saying, of course there are Middle Easterners in it. We're finding them every time we do border apprehensions. And our next guest says, oh yeah, this is a tactic that terrorists will use, have used, are using. Brigitte Gabriel is with Act for America, chairman of Act for America. And a best-selling author and columnist. And welcome back to KTSA, Brigitte Gabriel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jack. Delighted to be back with you.
So Mike Pence says it's inconceivable that there are not Middle Easterners. Does that mean there are terrorists?
Well, of course they're going to be terrorists in it. We have been apprehending terrorists. In my new book, Rise, which just came out 4 weeks ago, I discuss the OTM factor, other than Mexicans. When you hear people and experts talking on television about the OTM that have been apprehended at the border, what they're referring to is the other than Mexicans. And a lot of them include Middle Eastern people from all over the Middle East and North Africa. It even includes Chinese Islamic radicals who are coming into the country. Look, I was talking to my contacts in Lebanon, and they told me that there's an employee at the Mexican embassy in Beirut selling visas to Mexico for $3,000 a visa. And why? Because the word is out. If you can get yourself to Mexico, you can waltz your way into the United States.
Now, let me ask you something. I can believe that a terrorist or an MS-13 member would take advantage of that border. Why would they want to be in the caravan when all eyes, cameras, etc., are on that caravan? Why is that a good place to hide?
Because this is a great place to hide, because they are playing the refugees, the downtrodden, the people in need who are coming here for help and a better life. They know exactly how to play the media. When we looked at Europe last year and the last 2 years with all the influx of refugees coming out of Syria, supposedly seeking refuge in Europe, ISIS came out and said that they had embedded 4,000 ISIS operatives within the refugee population. The mainstream media laughed it over. What we found out is not only Middle Easterners came through the refugee program into Europe, but they had people from Kenya, from Senegal, from Morocco, from Algeria, who had nothing to do with the Syrian refugee crisis. And when you look at Europe and you look at the lessons of Europe and the terror attacks in Europe, the Brussels terror attacks were carried by fake refugees in 2016. The train shooting between Amsterdam and Paris was done by a fake refugee. The Berlin Christmas market car mowdown was carried by a Tunisian asylum seeker. The machete attacks in Germany were carried out by Syrian refugees. The Ariana Grande concert attack in England last year was carried out by the son of a refugee in 2017. But we don't even have to look at Europe, Jack. All we have to do is look at the United States. No less than 10-plus terror plots and attacks were carried by terrorists who entered America as refugees. Most famous are the Tsarnaev brothers from Boston. Let's not forget that exactly 1 year ago, a refugee from Uzbekistan mowed down people in New York City on the sidewalk with his car. So we need to pay attention as to who's coming into the country, why they're coming into the country, and how they're using the refugee population to get into the country.
Real quick, what is the answer? I mean, what should the U.S. response be when they get to this border?
Well, President Trump is doing exactly the right thing by threatening countries to pull out our aid. And listen, we give a lot of aid to these countries. And he's saying, not only we're going to cut off the aid to you, we're also going to place our military at the border to stop this. He's a great negotiator. Hopefully he will be able to negotiate it peacefully. But if we have to, these countries know that President Trump does not mince words, and they better believe him, because he will deploy the military to the border. I don't believe we're going to see firing of bullets. I think the show of strength simply by displaying our military holding up the border will not allow these people to get in. And thankfully, they're not going to make it before the election.
All right. Brigitte Gabriel's new book is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Hope you'll come back again soon, Brigitte Gabriel. Thank you very much today.
I would love that. Thanks, Jack. Bye-bye.